Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is so very, very good. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says that God is in our midst. Whenever we come together as the body of Christ, two or three people gathered together in the name of Jesus, there am I in the midst. Amen. Jesus is in our midst today. And the Lord is seeing you with the eyes of grace. God does not find fault with you. Amen. In fact, God says, any of you lack wisdom, ask, and it shall be given unto you freely. Without God upbraiding you. Upbraiding means finding fault. Hey, this is the seventh time you still come to me asking for wisdom. How many times have I told you? He will never upbraid you, the Bible says. As long as you keep on coming to Him and ask, Lord, give me wisdom. I need wisdom in my situation. I don't know how to fix this problem, Lord. And God says, keep on coming. Keep on asking to me, and I will give wisdom unto you liberally, without finding fault with you. In other words, God is pleased every time you depend on His wisdom instead of what the experts are saying online. God is pleased for you to depend on the wisdom of heaven rather than on the wisdom of man. Because the wisdom of God will set you free. The wisdom of God will never change. The wisdom of God will take you from glory to glory. The wisdom of God is a guarantee of your deliverance. Amen. We cannot rely on experts. We cannot rely on whatever the so-called, the specialists and this specialist and that. They change their mind all the time. Amen. But our God, the counsel of God is always perfect. Amen. And His counsel is always to let you know that, hey, you know what? You can come to me anytime you're running out of ideas. Anytime that you feel stuck. Anytime that you feel like you cannot move forward. God says, I am the well of wisdom. Who will come and draw water from my well? Amen. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, God says. You trust in the wisdom of God. Amen. You trust in the wisdom of the Holy Spirit that is already in you. Amen. The wisdom of God is already in you. Amen. The wisdom of God is already in you. You just need to draw that water out like a well, because it's a deep well. Amen. Somebody has to give you a bucket, and that's what Pastor Henry is doing. I'm giving you a bucket. You've got to draw the water from that well yourself. Amen. Because everybody's situation is unique. Everybody's situation is different. What might work for one person may not work for another. That's where you have to rely on the Holy Spirit in you. Instead of relying on somebody else to draw the water for you, you've got to rely on the Holy Spirit that is already in you to get the water of wisdom in the deep well of God ready for you to draw. And the good news, you don't have to pay $1,000 for each drawing. You know, some people pay thousands and thousands of dollars to attend seminars upon seminars on how to be successful, on how to be, someone who can, in the eyes of the world, rich and successful. But the wisdom of God is free of charge. Amen. The wisdom of God is free of charge. Those who are hungry, come. God says, those who are thirsty, come. I'll give you the real living water that can satisfy you. No one can satisfy the longing in your heart like Jesus can. Only Jesus can satisfy the thirst and the longing in your heart. You drink the natural water, before too long you'll be thirsty again. But anyone who drinks of my water, Jesus said, we'll never be thirsty again. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's draw from the well of Jesus Christ, that deep well. Amen. And receive the refreshing. I want to let you know, just by being in the rivers of God, your spirit is being rejuvenated and constantly refreshed. And many times, your soul is a bit slow. Okay, let me just explain a bit about, some people don't know that you're not just made up of body and soul. You have a third part of you called the spirit. Spirit, soul, body, alright? Now, your soul is your middle person. The soul is where your feelings are. You cannot live by your soul. Because one time you can feel super faith, super excited, and then the next moment you feel down. You feel like sad. You feel like, oh man, I don't have this, I don't have that, I don't have this. And some people, they feel like they're not living a victorious Christian life because they feel like they're like a yo-yo, up and down, up and down. It's because they're looking at their feelings. Do you understand? If we live by our emotions, by our feelings, right, then our lives will not be solidly grounded in the stability of the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why God wants you to live from your born-again spirit. That real you, the inner person, the Bible calls, is your spirit. That's your born-again spirit. And guess what? Your born-again spirit will never feel depressed. Never. Your born-again spirit is always, always full of joy and always full of peace. That is your born-again spirit, and that is the real you. You're not defined by your soul feeling, because that's where the feeling is. So you are more than a conqueror in the eyes of God, because that's indeed the truth. God does not look at your feelings. Your feelings may be up and down, right? And you feel up and down when you walk, you know, according to the flesh. You're still based on your feelings. But God does not look at you based on your feelings. God looks at your born-again spirit. And He sees you spotless. He sees you young, without wrinkle. God looks at your spirit, and in your spirit you are wrinkle-free. Without spots, without wrinkles, without blemishes, right? The problem is we walk after the flesh. That means we live by our feelings. Well, I don't feel like coming to church today. Okay, and then they allow their feelings to be their master. And then they stay at home. And then they become even more depressed. You are defined by your spirit being. Oh, there's nothing about your spirit. Your spirit is always healthy. Yes. Your spirit is never sick. Has no ability to catch viruses. Amen. Your spirit is so healthy. Right? Because it's sealed by the Holy Spirit, the Bible says. Anybody has bought anything in the grocery and then the seal is broken? Maybe like a cooking sauce or something and it's already broken. Would you buy that product if it's already broken? Right? Many times they say, do not buy if the seal is broken, right? Potentially it can be contaminated or things like that, right? Now the Bible says the moment you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit. That means there's no germs. There is no cancer. There is no heart diseases. There is no viruses. Right? No pestilence can come near your dwelling place. Because your spirit being is sealed by the Holy Spirit. Now, beloved of God, the key for you to receive a transformation, to receive a life where the reality of who you are in Christ, in your born-again spirit, manifests in this world, is in the renewing of your mind. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world. That means the way that the world thinks. And do you know how you can be conformed to the patterns of this world? By listening to a lot of worldly commentaries. Yes. But God wants you to be what? Transformed. It's like from a caterpillar to a butterfly. That's the word metamorpho there. Become a totally brand new being. It's like, have you ever seen like a caterpillar? and then you see a butterfly, right? Assuming that you don't know biology, you don't know science at all, if I say, look at this creature, this is a caterpillar, and over here is a butterfly, you would say, no way, it cannot be that these are actually the same being. Because one is crawling on the floor, like a worm, right? The caterpillar. This one flies! I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky, right? Now that is the idea that God wants you to be like that caterpillar, transform into a totally brand new person, brand new being, a beautiful butterfly that can fly like a Superman. No longer bound by the earthly things like that caterpillar. Every day that caterpillar, right, is looking at dirt, the earthly things, the worries, and the stress of this earthly life. But once this caterpillar received the transformation, it becomes a butterfly. It can see the beautiful sky. The butterfly can go from flower to flower. The butterfly no longer, you know, looks at the dirt. The butterfly looks at the beautiful flower. The butterfly looks at the beautiful blue skies now. The butterfly has a brand new perspective that he never had when he was a caterpillar. That is the idea that God wants to transform you, beloved of God. Isn't that radical? Now, God wants to transform you. You keep on reading there in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. God wants to transform you by the renewing of your mind. God wants your mind to be renewed, because our mind, right, from the time that we were born into this world, had been programmed, like a programming, has been fashioned, has been molded in a shape that is not conducive for you to fly. It's very earthbound. And God wants to transform you, how? By the renewing of your mind, so that you might know the will of God, His good, pleasing, and His perfect will for you. And His perfect will for you, beloved of God, is for you no longer to be walking after the flesh, governed by your feelings. God wants you to live a life in such freedom, right? Like that butterfly, where God wants you to enjoy a life where every day is like days of heaven upon the earth, where you allow the heavenly reality in your born-again spirit to begin to invade your earthly reality. Yes. How many is interested in that? Amen. Do you want heaven to invade your earth? Yes. Amen. Do you want, yes. Hey, do you want your earthly life to be transformed into a heaven on earth reality, yes, beloved of God?
Yes.
Heaven to invade your earth, if you will, to take over and begin to establish the kingdom. The kingdom is not a matter of eating and drinking, right? It's a matter of what? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Do you want the righteousness of Jesus? Do you want the peace of Jesus? Do you want the joy of Jesus to invade your soul, your middle person, right? And what happens, beloved of God, if your soul is in alignment with your born-again spirit? It's two against one now. The only other factor is your body, right? Remember, you're made of spirit, soul, and body, right? And then whatever is not right in your body will be made right.
Amen.
By the healing power of the Holy Spirit now that can flow, right, with no hindrances. Because your mind has been renewed to be in agreement with your born-again spirit through the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And before long, beloved of God, you receive the manifestation of that healing in your body. All of a sudden, that pain is still there, but it's like the intensity of that pain is like becoming lesser and lesser. And before you know it, you receive a hundredfold of your harvest.
Hallelujah.
You receive your healing manifestation. Are we happy yet? Are we happy yet? Yes. Amen. Now, beloved of God, as believers, God does not want us to move from healing to healing. God wants us to be able to maintain that health. Okay, what will maintain, right, the state of well-being, the state of health, the healing that I receive, that I can move from glory to glory instead of stuck in a rut, healing to healing, healing to healing. God wants you to move from glory to glory. So without any further delay, beloved of God, we are going to dive into part 8, Ephesians 1:8 today, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. God says, I have given you the riches of my grace, wherein I have abounded toward you in all wisdom and prudence. Can we study deeper on the word wisdom? Sophia. What is the meaning of Sophia in the Greek? Look, it denotes a mental excellence of the highest sense. Sophia denotes a mental excellence of the highest sense. Listen, you may not have the highest IQ, the smartest kid on the block, but if you know this truth, beloved of God, you have Sophia, amen? You have Sophia, you have mental excellence of the highest sense. Hey, God loves you. God loves His kids, amen? When He gives you the wisdom, He gives you the Sophia wisdom. Denotes the mental excellence of the highest sense, beloved of God. Amen. You are a success in Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible says He hath abounded toward us, that grace, in all wisdom and prudence. He thought of everything. God thought of everything. God knows the challenges, the trials, the problems that you might go through in life, in your entire lifetime. Nothing caught your loving Heavenly Father by surprise. And in Jesus, He already gave you the abundance of grace, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, so that you can navigate the challenges of life and come out victorious. Hallelujah. Is that good news or is that good news? So anybody knows the word Sophia now, right? Mental excellence of the highest sense. Any words that you may have heard in the past or any implications in life that makes you feel like you're dumb, you just can't get it. And all those things, it's destroyed right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Because of the love of God that has supplied you the Sophia wisdom and prudence for you. God wants you to be successful. God loves you. You're not inferior to anyone. Now, I just taught you the word Sophia. Look at the word prudence. Everybody says prudence.
Prudence.
Prudence is from the Greek word phronesis. It's defined as insight. And it's actually practical, suggesting lines of action. What is the difference between wisdom and prudence here? The prudence is the practical insight. It says suggesting lines of action. So wisdom is like the ability to see things. Now prudence put that wisdom in practice, to put it in a practical terms. That's what it is. So one is wisdom, you'll be able to see things, but without prudence, it's just like a good concept, right? But with prudence here, you'll be able to put it in a practical way. How to make that wisdom work for your day-to-day situation. Do you like that? God is so good, right? He not only gave us Sophia, He gave us the phronesis, the insight, the practical insight, suggesting lines of action where you begin to see your problem in a different light. Wow, how come I've never thought of that before? I've never seen that before. And then you begin to have the practical insight to take the appropriate actions that you could not see before, right? And all of a sudden, amen, the problem is no longer like this big mountain that is intimidating to you. Do you understand what I'm saying? God will give you the phronesis, the prudence, the insight to see your problems from a different light now. And God will give you that practical ability to solve your problem by the help of the Holy Spirit. Not with our own ability, but by the help of the Holy Spirit. We need wisdom and prudence, and God packaged them together here in one verse. wisdom and prudence. Wow, this is amazing. Now, do you know there is a verse in the Bible where the word wisdom and prudence appear together? Not a coincidence, right? There's a verse in the Bible, not just this verse, Ephesians 1:8, where the word wisdom and prudence is packaged together. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, let's show them the treasure. Proverbs 8:12, same King James Version Bible. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions.
Whoa.
I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. Proverbs 8:12, King James Version Bible. That is one verse. There could be other verses where the word wisdom and prudence shows up. And this is what I discovered here. It's quite amazing. Do you think that God is the one who orchestrates this whole idea of Christ our Shalom? I think so. Remember, this is part 8, right? So we talk about Ephesians 1:8. Do you know that the whole Proverbs chapter 8 is all about wisdom? Do you think that all of this happens by coincidence? In verse 8 of Ephesians, it's talking about wisdom and prudence. And then the whole chapter, look at your Bible, the whole chapter, Proverbs chapter 8, is all about wisdom. And the word wisdom and prudence shows up together here in verse 12, Proverbs 8:12. It says, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. So beloved of God, I just want to let you know, amen, God has given you everything that you need to be successful in life. Even wisdom and prudence have already been provided for you, right? But there's one characteristic of wisdom that you have to understand, beloved of God. Something about wisdom. Wisdom loves those who loves her. That means those who don't have a heart for her, wisdom will not be at home with that person, even though it's been provided by grace. But a believer can still walk in darkness as if they don't have wisdom in their problem because they simply do not love wisdom. Let me show you the verse, verse 17 to 21. I love them that love me. Did you see that? That is the characteristic of wisdom. So, beloved of God, I want to encourage you guys to continue to have the love for the wisdom of God. Because wisdom loves them that loves her. Okay? And the fact that you come to the house of God today, right? You are already humbling yourself to desire to know more about the wisdom of God. And wisdom loves you. Wisdom loves to hang out with you. Wisdom loves with the humble in heart. Because the Bible says, God gives grace to the humble. So beloved of God, including me, I want to let you know, I listen to the same word of God that the Holy Spirit is ministering even through my own mouth. I do not despise the word of God and say, well, I know about it. I'm the speaker. Of course I know about it. No, because when the Holy Spirit is speaking through me here, I gotta love the word of wisdom that the Holy Spirit is speaking. And I listen to the same word that you are listening. And I want you to maintain that spirit of a hearing heart, to listen to the wisdom of God. Because again, I love them that love me. And I want to keep on reading here. And those that seek me early shall find me. Those who seek me early shall find me. So guess what? Early in the morning, first thing that you do in the morning, when you wake up early in the morning, spend time with Jesus. Because Jesus is that wisdom. He is our wisdom. And He says, all right, those that seek me early shall find me. I also find out the word early here, I believe is related to children. It is so important for children to grow up in the house of God from the early age, from the early on. Because this is what the Bible says, those that seek me early shall find me. So you want kids, you want children, right? Or your grandchildren, at the earliest stage, give them a taste of the things of God. As long as they're under your roof, right? You can continue to tell them, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Whether you want to come to church or you don't want to come to church, right? As for us, we and our household, we will come to church. We'll continue to hear the wisdom of God. Because it says, those that seek me early shall find me. And wisdom keeps on talking here. Look, riches and honor are with me. Riches and honor are with the wisdom of God. Right? And he says, yea, durable riches and righteousness. Durable riches and righteousness. The true riches is not the gold that many of the billionaires have today. It is the durable riches and righteousness that comes through the wisdom, the Sophia of God that is crying out, right? Especially to the believers here, says, I love them that love me. And those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me. Durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold. Yea, than fine gold. And my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. So, beloved of God, wisdom is calling out. Riches and honor are with me. Wisdom is saying, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. Again, that's from Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17 to 21. You can read it for yourself. The whole chapter, Proverbs 8, is all about the wisdom call. Wisdom is calling. You need wisdom and prudence. And God says, I've already supplied it for you. But you've got to seek me early in order to find me. In other words, God has already provided all of this free of charge by grace. But how much you want to be successful is up to you. How much you want to be blessed, even with witty inventions, even with things that, you know, no one has ever thought of. That wisdom and prudence comes from the Lord, comes from Jesus Christ, in the knowledge of Him, because all of this is found in Him, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins, right? According to the riches of His grace, wherein He hath lavished on us in all wisdom and prudence. So church, Life-Giving Church International, I don't know how to emphasize stronger than what I have already emphasized, the importance of living victoriously as a believer with the wisdom and the prudence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And remember, this does not happen automatically. You want to seek early and keep on asking, Lord, I need wisdom and prudence. Lord, give me wisdom and prudence on how to take care of this problem in my body. Lord, I need wisdom and prudence how to take care of my child or my grandchild. Lord, I ask you, I seek you early. Give me wisdom and prudence, Lord. And the Lord will not upbraid you. The Lord will not find fault with you. Hey, how many times you keep on asking and asking for wisdom again? In fact, God is well pleased whenever you keep on asking and asking for wisdom, because He will give you that wisdom and even prudence, and He will not upbraid you. He will not find fault with you. So, beloved of God, would you humble yourself before the Lord when you are in a condition that you don't know how to deal with this problem, right? To keep on asking for wisdom and prudence. Even with the things that you feel like, I think I got this whole situation under control. I want you to humble yourself still and ask the Lord for that wisdom and prudence. Perhaps the things could have been done better. Amen? Perhaps your sleep will be sweeter if you have more wisdom and prudence from the Lord to take care of that problem instead of going by what the experts are saying? What about going by what the Holy Spirit is saying? How about depending on the Lord more and more, even on the things that right now it seems like we got everything under control? Well, I know how to deal with my finance. I'm pretty good with my finance, Lord. Could it be that the Lord might have something better for you? Because He is the God of abundance. The Bible says, who can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or imagine. Because He's such a good, loving Father who cares and loves you. And God wants to bless you. Right? Whatever challenges that you're going through, physical challenges, mental challenges, right? Financial challenges, relationship challenges, whatever it is, God is letting you know, because you are forgiven people by the blood of Jesus, I have lavished on you all wisdom and prudence for that particular situation that you're worrying about, so that you will have the mental excellence in the highest sense to see that problem from a fresh perspective. And He wants to give you the prudence to do something about it, the practical insight to deal with it, as you keep on seeking the Lord. Because the Bible says, those that seek me early shall find me. So make sure Jesus is your number one priority. When you wake up in the morning, is, Lord, I seek you. Lord, I seek you. I want your wisdom. I want your prudence to start the day. Make sure Jesus is the one that you find early in your day. Amen. He's your number one, and you always come to Him. You always depend on Him. Your faith is in Him, because your Heavenly Father so loves you. God's will is for you to be well. God's will for you is to be set free once and for all, instead of moving from healing to healing. And God is inviting you today to let you know, I want to give you wisdom and prudence. I love those who love me, and I believe you love the Lord. And God wants to let you know that I have the wisdom and prudence that you need for that situation. It may not happen overnight, the problem may not go away overnight, but as you patiently wait on the Lord and keep on asking and depending on Him, amen, God has already promised you the victory, and you are already more than a conqueror, because your faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And keep on hearing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because remember, verse 8 comes after verse 7. The context in verse 7 is, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. So, the more you are forgiveness conscious, the more you are blood of Jesus conscious, the easier for you to be able to discern. How can you tell what you are hearing in your heart is really the wisdom of God, or is just because something that you read in a magazine 2 weeks ago, okay, or something like that, right? How can you discern? The more you are righteousness conscious by the blood of Jesus, because remember, verse 8 comes after verse 7, and verse 7 is talking about the blood of Jesus that gives you the forgiveness of sins. The more you are full of the blood of Jesus, the righteousness that comes by faith, the easier for you to be able to discern, I know this wisdom is from the Holy Spirit. Amen? Anybody see something that you did not see before today? Sophia, Phronesis, insight, practical insight, like lines of action. Remember, don't accept what the doctor says. Well, you're going to be on this medication for life. That kind of stuff. Hey, the Word of God is greater than any negative report from the doctors. Don't feel stuck. Don't be conformed to the pattern of this world. Well, everybody goes through this problem. Well, why do you have to go through that problem with everybody else? When God says, right, I have already set you apart. You are the holy ones. You are the set apart ones. You are the gold ones. I don't want you to be conformed to the pattern of this world. And not for you to become arrogant, but for you to become the light of the world. God wants to bless you so that you can be a blessing. So God is equipping you right now. I'm giving you that wisdom. I'm giving you that prudence. But make sure you are Jesus conscious, full of the blood of Jesus. So Keep on coming to church. Keep on hearing the gospel. Keep on hearing about the blood of Jesus. And church, you're on your way. Congratulations. You are on your way. Your healing manifestation and the ability to maintain that healing so you don't have to go from healing to healing is on your way. Keep on looking unto Jesus. You're on the right track. You are highly favored. You are deeply loved. You are blessed above all people. You are blessed to be hearing this gospel truth.